Eddie Murphy did not walk away with an Oscar last night. He was an early favorite to win Best Supporting Actor for his role in Dreamgirls. But in the days leading up to the Academy Awards, there was speculation that his latest film, Norbit, might hurt Murphy's chances. In that film, Murphy puts on a fat suit to play the obnoxious and grotesquely obese character of Rasputia, making a painful racial stereotype the central joke of the movie. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
When Esther Averam went to the movies recently with her teenage son, she was confronted by a poster for Norbit showing a huge black woman in a pink negligee. Averam is editor and film critic for SeeingBlack.com.
It was everywhere. We were assaulted with this image. And so even if I decided not to see the movie, I was already assaulted by the images and ideas that the movie wanted to convey to me and my family.
And so, what were those ideas? What were the ideas that were coming at you just from that image?
That this image of a black woman as large and grotesque and almost bestial, you know, she's just not really human.
Big black women have been a mainstay of Hollywood's racial stereotypes since the beginning of film. Perhaps no one benefited more and suffered more from the stereotype than Hattie McDaniel. She was the first black to win an Academy Award for her supporting role as Mammy in the 1939 film Gone with the Wind. Even after winning the Oscar, the only roles she could get were Mammies and Maids, a role she played with a vengeance in the film Mad Miss Manton.
Hilda, the door.
I heard it. I ain't deaf. Sometimes I wish there was.
Have you another piece of paper?
Yes, I have, but the kitchen's closed for the night.
McDaniel says biographer Jill Watts was a big woman, but Hollywood wanted her even bigger.
What Hollywood was doing was padding her figure, and even up until the time of Gone with the Wind, even though she was a full-figured woman, they still felt the need to continue to exaggerate the black female body.
McDaniel struggled with her weight her whole life, and says Watts, she also suffered from heart disease and diabetes, illnesses that still claim many lives in the black community. Given that, says Watts, it's ironic that Hollywood would make a movie like Norbit that pokes fun of a character who is morbidly obese.
You're too damn skinny. Look at you. See, most men like a woman that got little hey, you ain't got nothing, just skin and bones, just sitting in a chair, all bones and skin. Oh, I feel sorry for you.
Watt says when a black star as successful as Eddie Murphy creates a film like Norbit, it makes her wonder just how much Hollywood really has changed.
It's undeniable things have changed. I mean, the Hollywood that Hattie McDaniel played in was rigidly segregated, but the construction of images that Hollywood's willing to offer, or willing to market, willing to distribute, may not have changed that much, and black performers may still find themselves kind of restricted.
Eddie Murphy is not the first black actor to don a fat suit to portray a black woman. Martin Lawrence did it in Big Mama's House, and Tyler Perry is well padded when he plays Madea, a character he created first in the theater and then on film. Perry doesn't see a connection between Madea and Rasputia.
I went to see Norbit, and I saw it with a woman who is over 300 pounds, and as she was watching it, she was extremely offended. You know, for her, she thought it was very mean-spirited.
Perry makes no apologies for his character. Medea's a big, tough woman who doesn't believe in sparing the rod when it comes to disciplining children, and she's been known to carry a gun. But Perry says she represents a beloved grandmother figure who was once a fixture in black neighborhoods.
I take care of his kids when he is caught, and I take care of my great-niece and her children. They're at my house, too, because I open my house up to anybody in need. Anybody in need, they can come to my house and get a good meal and everything. That's why I can't be tied down. I have to be going to the store and stuff for people.
Madea has been criticized as yet another stereotypical image, and Perry acknowledges there is a fine line between a beloved archetype and an insulting stereotype. What Hollywood really needs to do, says Perry, is to create a wide range of roles for black women.
We would like to see more images of ourselves and what we look like, rather than seeing everybody as a size 2 and having very fair skin and long black hair. I mean, there are different shades of who we are as African-American people. And this type of person has completely been swept away from society, and she does still exist. And she is a large part of the audience that has supported my Madea character.
If Hollywood wants to make those kinds of movies, the actresses are out there, says film critic Esther Averam. She believes even thin, gorgeous black women like Halle Berry still face a limited choice of roles in Hollywood. As for big, gorgeous women like Queen Latifah and Jennifer Hudson, they can give the character of the big black woman a new dignity. What makes the difference between insult and celebration, says Averam, is intention.
If your intent is to mock the body, to make a statement that fat is ugly, then that's what you'll do. If you are making a statement that big is beautiful, And this is what I guess Monique is saying, what Jennifer Hudson is saying, is what Queen Latifah has said. That's different. I think those are two different statements. And there you have it right there, the power of voice, the power of perspective, and the power you have to promote your image all over the place and all over my mall.
It's well past time, says Averam, to leave behind all the stereotypical roles that have defined black women, the Mammy, the Jezebel, the Sapphire, and replace them with characters based in reality. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.